Hello, Ms. Parvin. How are you doing? So, first thing first, let's talk about the story. Since you mentioned that you want to know what is our opinion. So, this is mine. Actually, I read the story right now and I just completed it. It was very, very good. And yeah, of course, it was somehow tough and complex in terms of literature because there were some wars, heavy wars, that personally I'm not a fan of, but literature is exactly like that. So for instance, right now I'm reading Alchemist, and Alchemist is basically like this. So they use wars in a way which you can imagine things better. That's why I loved it. So and there was a very good message behind it, which I loved very much. And so let's start with the story. The story was about the woman, and the woman wanted some luxury in her life. So some luxurious lives, luxurious dress, luxurious necklaces, even jewelries and things like that. So she wanted that, and she was jealous of other people. She wanted to be like them. She would compare herself constantly to people. So she couldn't see her life properly. She couldn't appreciate her husband. She couldn't appreciate her family because she was just constantly comparing herself. So the first message that I got from this story was not to compare yourself with other people, because that's going to ruin your life. You're not going to give enough time to your family. You're not going to be even truthful and honest with your husband, with your wife, even with yourself. So that was the first one. And then she got the luxury, and as a matter of fact, that the necklace, which was the actually a story about that, and the story was revolved around that necklace, was a fake one. So she lost it, and she bought some original necklace and gave the original to that woman, and she has worked for 10 years to pay the whole, actually, I think it was 50,000 francs. It was a lot. So for what exactly? So because the idea of luxury is exactly like this. So for instance, someone wants to buy a car. So if you come and ask me, okay, so you want to commute to work and you want to go to work and come back, so you need a car. So I tell you, I have, for instance, I have 50 million toma. So, but in my mind, I love luxurious stuff, so luxurious car. So this is in my mind. So I get a loan and I just go into depth. And I buy, for example, something luxurious. So as a result of that, I will go into depth. But the idea of luxury is exactly that. So you have it and you're happy about 1 week, 1 month, but after that you will regret it completely. Because the woman in the story, she went to that party. She was very satisfied that everyone is looking at her, every man would come and talk to her, and she was getting lots of attention. But let's be honest, after that, what will happen? She won't be happy forever. After that, she wanted more, she wanted more, she wanted more. And that would be a huge problem for her. So that's the idea of luxury, and that's horrible. And a lot of us these days are involved with these kind of actually luxurious stuff, which media or the internet or the people are feeding us, which is super horrible, because we personally don't want that. So as I was giving you example, so I need a car. So why not buy a car, which is the thing that I need? Even if I don't need a car, why should I buy it even? Some people buy it because they want to show it off, which is ridiculous, right? So I think the message that I got from this story, and this is my own opinion, is that stop comparing ourselves with people. Just appreciate the things that we have. Because imagine that they went through horrible, horrible 10 years. And what actually did they get from it? The woman got super old. Even her friend couldn't actually know her. She couldn't recognize her. So was it worth it, you know? So definitely not. I don't think so. So that was my opinion. So I talked a lot about that. And about your voice. So there are a couple of things that I want to mention. The first thing I want to say is that your pronunciation was awesome. So you talk pretty much well, and you just represented the whole story. Just you made us read the book, at least myself, just for the ending. Because you talk about all the things that we had to know about the woman. So I just created the picture in my head. Okay, there's a woman, she's married with a clerk, and she's poor, she doesn't have the attention. She went to a ball, which you can call a party. She went there and she got the attention, but something terrible happened. So I just guessed it instantly. I said, all right, the title is Necklace. So it is about a necklace. So she lost a necklace. So I suddenly realized that. But I had no idea that the end of the story is going to be a paste necklace, which is a fake one. So that was funny and surprising in many ways. But beside that, you know, I don't know what you use to record your voice. I think you use your phone. I don't know, maybe the distance between your mouth and, of course, the phone was so far that I couldn't hear you properly, or because the voice quality was a little bit low. So if you can actually bring the quality, increase the quality a little bit higher, that's going to be much more, you know, appreciative. Hard to pronounce. So yeah, I will appreciate it more if you do that. If not, still I love to hear your opinion, because you can see it. I read the book, I read the short story, which was amazing. I loved it myself, and of course your ideas about that. So please, if you have any more, please share it. I love to actually know about it more. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. And ciao, ciao.